Today's shiur is a Masechta Tainis on Daf Zayin, the second line on the top of the Yomid, the second word. Amar Rabavua, said Rabavua, Godol Yom Hakshamim Mitchias HaMesim. Rabavua was of the opinion that the day when the rain falls is even greater than Tchias HaMesim, than the resurrection of the dead. The Ilu Tchias HaMesim L'Tzadikim, because Tchias HaMesim will be for Tzadikim, the righteous, and not for Rishoim, the Ilu Gishamim, but in the case of rain, Bein L'Tzadikim, Bein L'Rishoim. Rain will fall both for Tzadikim and for Rishoim. There is a big discussion here in the Meforshim concerning the Shita of Rashi. Rashi on the fourth line of the Amid, the way we have the text, says, Rishay Oivde Kechavim Einam Chayin, that the Rishoim of the Goyim will not have Tchias HaMesim, Ki Toilatam Loisamitz, because the Pasuk says concerning them that their worms will not die, the Isham, and their fire Loisichbe. In other words, that they are destined to punishment forever, and they will not have Tchias HaMesim. However, the Bach here in Ois Beis is Goreis Rishoim, and he says we should take out the words Rishay Oivdei Kechavim, and that Rashi's correct girsa is that Rishoim Einam Chayim. In other words, not only Rishay Oivdei Kechavim, but even Rishoim of Klal Yisrael. And on this, there are various shitas. The Yaivitz, for example, says that Avade Rishay Yisrael will have Tchias HaMesim. And he brings a pasuk in Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Beis, V'rabim Yishenei Ofer. We had this pasuk in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Rabim Yishenei Ofer, Yakitsu. They will awaken Eilu L'chai Olam. Some of them will get eternity, Ve'Eilu L'cherpois, and others will get shame. So the Yaivitz learns that, of course, Rishoim of Yisrael will receive Tchias HaMesim, but they will get eternal punishment. When Rav Avuah said that Tchias HaMesim is only for Tzadikim, he meant that Tzadikim will receive the Tchias HaMesim, which will be good for them. And it's considered a eternal and truthful, positive Tchias HaMesim. Masha'en came to Rishoyim. This is not a Tchia Amitis. So they will have Tchia, but it's not the good Tchias HaMesim which the Tzadikim will have. The Rambam and the Pirsha Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, Perik Yud Mishnah Aleph, is of the opinion that the Rishay Yisrael will not arise for Tchias HaMesim. And according to the Rav's Pshat there in the Mishnah, it would seem to indicate like the Rambam, because the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah there, says, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Lamabo, which is the Mishnah with which we begin every Perik and Pirkei Avos. All Jews have a chelik in Olam Haba, but there are certain exceptions. Ve'elu she'en lam chelik Olam Haba. And the Rav explains that the kavan of this mission is not going on the Olam HaNeshamos, which the world where the Neshamos lie b'zman hazeh, but it's referring to the world of Tchias HaMesim. If the Pshat in that mission Sanhedrin refers to Tchias HaMesim, then it would come out a raya to the Rambam, that even Rishoim of Yisrael, there are some who do certain terrible averus, which ein lohem chelek lo'olam haba, meaning that they will not have Tchias HaMesim. Now it's interesting that the Yaivitz brought a raya from the pasuk in Daniel, v'rabim yishenei ofer yakitsu, that even the Rishoim of Yisrael do have Tchias HaMesim. From that very pasuk, the Malbim is medayek fakert. Because since the pasuk says v'rabim yishenei ofer, it would seem to indicate that not all, only a rabim would get up, and there would in fact be some choytim who did terrible averus that would not have any tchias hamesim at all. And finally, Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Shiurim, brings down the name of the Radvaz, that Laos and Lavi, there will be two times of tchias hamesim. The first one will be a protheistic tchias hamesim for tzadikim, which will be in the Yemois HaMashiach, and then there will be a general Tchias HaMesim before the Yoim Hadin HaGodol V'Anor, the great day of judgment at the end of the world, before we go into the next world, and that great day of judgment, there will be a Tchia for all Neshamas, and each Neshama will await its final judgment. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Avuha's shita was that Yom Hakshom is even greater than Techiyas HaMesim. Says the Gemara, Upligu de Rabbi Yosef. And this shita of Rav Avuha argues on Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, why do we say Techiyas HaMesim in the bracha of Gevuras Geshamim? Why is Techiyas HaMesim associated with Ata Gibor? Since the rain, that is equal to Tchiyas HaMesim, that's why it was put in the bracha, which ends off Mechaye HaMesim. So what do we see from Rabbi Yosef? That Yeridus HaGeshem is equal to Tchiyas HaMesim. And Rashi explains, because just like the rain is Mechaya people, because through the rain the Tfuah grows, so it is similar to Tchiyas HaMesim, because the dead come back alive. So too, through rain, people are able to live because they have food to eat. The Gra says that the comparison between Tchiyas HaMesim and Yeridus Geshem is the fact that of all of nature, Geshem is the most unpredictable. It can rain for many days in a row. There can be a drought period. We can predict that rain will come and it won't fall. So it is the part of Teva which is the most unpredictable, and thereby it does not go on a regular fixed cycle as the rising and setting of the sun. And therefore, the Yad Hashem is seen that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is bringing rain or not bringing rain to the world. And this, of course, is identical to Tchiyas HaMesim, which will only be possible through the Yad Hashem doing the Tchiyas HaMesim. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaKshamim Ki Yom Shenitna by Torah. That the day of the rain coming is equal to the day when Torah will be given. And what is the comparison? So Rashi and Chumash tells us that just like Torah is Chayim, the same thing, Geshem brings life. As the Marsha explains, that Torah is Chayim for the Neshama, and Geshem is Chayim for the Guf. How do we see that Yom HaKshom is equal to the day that Torah was given? Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, Yarov Kamotar Lechi, that my Lekach, which the simple pshat is my acquisition, but as the Gemara will soon prove, here the word lekach means my teaching. My teaching will drip like rain. Ve'ein lekach el Torah. And what does lekach mean in this pasuk? It means Torah, the teaching of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're going to bring a pasuk for. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Ki lekach tov nasat lechem, I have given you good teaching. And what is that good teaching? Torasi al tazoiv, do not abandon my Torah. So from here we see that rain is equal, since it compares Torah to rain, Yarav kamat olekhi, we see that Torah and rain go together, and Gadol Yom HaKshom ki Yom Shenitna by Torah, it's equal. However, Rava Amar, Rava said, Yoyser mi Yom Shenitna by Torah, that in fact, Geshem is even greater than the day in which the Torah was given, Shenemar, because the Pasuk has said, Yaroif Kamater Likhi, that the Torah should drip like rain, so I'm comparing the Torah to rain. Min Nitla B'mi, the rule always is, if you make one thing dependent on the other, what do you make dependent on the other? Heavy yomer katan lebegadol. It's usually the smaller one that is dependent on the greater one. Since I am being tola, I'm making dependent the Torah, the lekach of Hashem, to the mutter, and I'm comparing it to mutter, it would indicate that mutter is in fact greater than the Torah. Continues the Gemara, Ravi Rami, Rava asked a contradiction. Ksiv, it says, Yarev kamater likhi. And Yaroif means it should drip with force, my Torah like rain, uksiv, and it says, tizal katalam rasi, that it should flow gently, my speech like dew. So on the one hand, it seems to be with force, and on the other hand, it seems gentle. The answer is, im talmud chacham hagun hu ketal. If he is a proper talmud chacham, then Torah will flow to him easily. and it will be a total positive experience, as Tal is. Tal, when it flows gently. That was the contradiction, because Mutter flows with force. So is it with force or is it gently? The answer is, if it's a Talmud Chacham who's studying the Torah, then it will be beneficial to him, as Tal always is. But Vim Lav, but if it's not a Talmud Chacham Hagen who is learning the Torah, or Feu, then in fact, the Torah will break him. As the Gemara later will show, that the word Orfeo comes from Egla Rufa, the broken neck of the calf that was killed when they found a mace mitzvah. They didn't know which city was responsible for that mace mitzvah. So the Torah can have a negative effect on a Talmud Chacham who is not Hagun, who's not worked out with his midos, and does not learn the Torah in a proper manner, v'im lav or feo kamater, then Torah will break him like the strong force of rain. Tanya, hoy Rabbi Noah said, kol oisik b'Torah l'shma. Whoever learns Torah l'shma, as Rashi tells us here, what is the definition of l'shma? Mishum kasher tzivani Hashem alikai v'loy kidei likoros Rebbe. Not to be called a Rebbe, but rather, he doesn't want the covet of the title that comes with learning Torah, but rather he's doing it for one and reason, and one reason only, and that is, because asher kirishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu l'asek b'divisayra, HaKadosh Baruch has commanded me and sanctified me to learn his Torah. If he does it like that, then Torah sinas lo samchayim. Then the Torah is a potion of life for him. It's a drink of a living force. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, we're going to bring a few psukim. Eitz Chaim, he Torah is a tree of life, l'machazikim ba, to those who grab onto the Torah itself. And as the Mephoshim explained, even if a person knows that Torah brings him life, but he's not learning it for that reason. He's learning it only because, as Rashi says, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Alekai, then in fact, it has in it the benefit that it gives a person life. But that's not the reason that he's supposed to be learning it for. V'Omer, in another Pasuk, in the same idea, that what does Torah do? Refoi, secures to he, l'sharecha, to your navel. As the Ralbag explains, in Mishle, just like an embryo receives nourishment from its mother through the navel, so too Torah will be a cure for a person. The Omer and a third Pasuk that shows that Torah is a life force, ki moitzoi matzachayim, that whoever verbalizes the words of Torah finds life. However, v'chol ha'oisik b'Torah shaloi lishma, whoever learns Torah not for the right reason, nasle sama mavis, then it becomes a potion of death. Shenemar yarif kamato lichi, and here the Gemara explains, v'ein arif el ariga, the word arifa, yarif, means death, killing. Shenemar v'orfu shomasa egla benachol, they will kill the bezdin there, will chop off the head of the young calf in the valley concerning the meis mitzvah and the special halacha of Egla Arufa. So from this Gemara it is clear that someone who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, it becomes Sam HaMavis. Tosus asks a question here on the top. Tosus, the Ramaschal, the Chaloisik B'Torah Shaloi Lishma, the Kasha, I have a question. Im Sachem Dafnunam Ebeiz, the Gemara there says, Lo Oilom Yasek Adam B'Torah, Afalgav She'enu Lishma, Shemitar Shaloi Lishma Bol Lishma, that one should learn Torah, and in fact, the Michtav Melio, Rabbi Yo, Desler Zetzal tells us, he's medayik from the word le'olam, that this is the way to do it. A person cannot start with lishma. That's why the Rambam tells us that we have to give candies to a young child to entice him to want to learn Torah. We have to do it lo lishma. Why le'olam? That is the way that it should be done l'chatchila. Why shemitoich shelo lishma bo lishma? Of course, our end goal has to be to come to learn Torah because of the Kasher Tzivani Hashem Alekai, as Rashi says. But how do we reach that goal of Lishma? That we can only reach it through the Loi Lishma of a young child or a young person until he gets to appreciate Torah and does it Lishma. But what do we see from that Gemara? That one is allowed, and in fact, according to the Michtam of Yod, one should learn Torah Shalei Lishma. Here the Gemara says that it's some of the Mavis, and in fact, this question is asked all over Shas by Tosfos, in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, Psachim Daf Nun Amud Beis, Nazir Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Soita Chav Beis Amud Beis, in all of these areas, including our Tosfos right here in Tainis, the same question, there's a stira, and Tosfos answers that there are two types, there's Tzvei Dinim, there are two types of Lo Lishma. That which says Lo'olam Yasek Adam Torah Filo Shalei Lishma, that's in order like Kidei Shikari Rebbe, or Kidei Sheyichabduhu, they should call him Rebbe or give him Kavod. But that which we say Kolois B'Tar Shalei Lishma Nasali Sama Maves, that is someone who's learning Lekanter. He's learning to use Torah as a weapon against his friend. He wants to fight his friend and overpower his friend through his wisdom, and he's using Torah in such a derogatory fashion. There, it's Taka Sam Mavis. The Gemara in Bracha says it's better that he would have been born a stillborn, that he wouldn't have come into this world at all. That's that totally negative type of Lo Lishma. But if it's just for Kavod, Taisa says, then if a person has the goal to wind up Lishma, in fact, that is Lo'olam, that's the way to reach that Lishma, as we explained from Rav Elio Dessler. Continues the Gemara. Amrlei Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Zeira, Lasi Mar, let the master come and listen. Let him teach us halacha. Amrlei Cholosh Li Boy, my heart is faint. I don't feel well. I don't feel up to the rigorous demands of giving a shir in halacha. I'm not able to do so. Then he asked him, Lema Mar, Milsud Agadita, why don't you say some Agadita, not halacha, tell us Agada, Omar Lay. So he responded, that is not so difficult to teach and learn about. Hachiyam Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said, my dechsev, that what it says in the Pasuk, Ki Adam Eitz Asad. The Pasuk shot in the Pasuk is a question mark. Ki Adam Eitz Asad, are trees people? In other words, even if you're going to surround a city and make a siege on a city in order to kill the inhabitants of the city, if they don't want to make shalom with you, will you treat the trees the same way? Is a tree a person? A tree you should not cut down if it's an Eitz Machlo, if it's a fruit-bearing tree. However, Rabbi Yochanan was learning the Pasuk, that stating a fact, Ki Adam, man is Eitz Hasada. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan asks, V'chi Adam Eitz Hasada? What do you mean a man is a tree of the field? He's not. What does it mean that he is a tree of the field? Elam Mishum Dechsev. Since it says in the Pasuk concerning trees that do not bear fruit. Excuse me. Dechsev. Ki Mimenu Soichel V'Oyser Loisichris. That's going on fruit-bearing trees. But then the Pasuk continues. Dechsev. That a non-fruit-bearing tree you should destroy and cut off. Yavastira. Here on the one hand you tell me that you should not destroy the tree, and on the other hand you say you should. So the answer is, Im Talmud Chacham Hagen Hu Mimenu Soichel. If he's a Talmud Chacham Hagen, so from him, he bears fruits, beautiful, delicious, sweet fruits, and you can gain from learning his Torah. So of course, such a person you should not cut down. But v'im lav, oisish sashis v'charata. If not, then you should destroy him v'charata, and you should cut him down. Explains Rashi, sor me'a lav. You should turn away from him. And on this, we see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Divrei Masel Chiyadim Eitz Asada." In the middle of his words, "Im Eitz Machlu Mimenu Soichel Vayisul Loisichreis Kach Tamidi Chacham Im Hagenhu Mimenu Soichel Lemoid Emenu Vim Lav Oisai Sashchis Sur Me'olav." If not, then you should not learn from him. You should go away from him. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rab Chama, and our girsa of the Masor Shashas is Berebi Chanina. Rab Chama, the son of Rab Chanina, said, "My, this, if that's what it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Barzel, the Barzel Yachat, that you have two pieces of iron together, as Rashi says, you have two knives. and you're sharpening one knife on top of the other. And the pasuk concludes that that is the way that one person is mechadded another of his friends. Loy malach to teach you ma barzel zeh, just like this iron. Ech mechadetz chaveroi, when you take the two knives and you sharpen one knife against the other. So one blade sharpens the other blade. Avshnei talmidei chachamim. This is a mashal for talmidei chachamim. Two talmidei chachamim, mechadet and zezeh b'halacha. They're mechadet each other in halacha. So it's better that two people should learn together. Amar Rabba bar bar chana. Laman naim shul divrei Torah ke'esh. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Nirmi haloi koi dvor ke'esh no mashem. My words are compared to fire, says Hashem. Loy malach, ma esh ein adolek yechidi. Just like fire does not burn by itself. As Rashi explains, in order to get a fire going, you can't just use one piece of wood. You need two or three pieces of wood together. After retard, the same thing with Torah. Miskayim yechidi. It cannot last if you only have one person learning by himself. And you don't have, as Rashi explains, a chaver who will sharpen him, just like we had in the Gemara before, with the two knives, the two blades that are sharpening each other. Behind the Dama, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'ariv Siv, that which is written, Cherev al Abadim, a sword on those who learn alone. V'noyel, when they are fools, what does this mean? Cherev al Sanem Shal Tamid Chacham, a sword on those who hate the Tamid Chacham. And actually, this means the Talmidei Chacham themselves. But just like when we speak about Klal Yisrael, something bad about them, the Gemara use a euphemism of those who hate the Jewish people, and really it's referring to the Jewish people. It's the same thing over here. We're referring to Talmidei Chacham, and we use a euphemism. The Gemara doesn't want to say that this is a cherev, a sword, on Talmidei Chacham. So it says on the enemies, those who hate the Talmidei Chacham. Those who learn by themselves in Torah, that this is not a good thing, and a sword should be used against it. Not only are they not successful in steiging and learning, but actually they become foolish. The pasuk over there says, v'noyalu. And v'noyalu, Rashi says, the Targum explains, noyalu, the it b'shina. We see the word, they become tipshim, they become foolish. V'loyoy, that's not enough. El shechoytin. But actually, they are chote. They actually sin. And therefore, a person should not learn alone. The question is that... if they should not learn alone, so the Yaivitz asks that we find in Pirkei Avos, Minayin Shafila Echot Yoishev Oisek Batar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaveh Elei Schar, that even one person learning alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give him Schar. If you're telling me somebody who learns alone is called a Chota, how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Kaveh Schar? And Yaivitz answers that, of course, if there's a Rav in the city and there's good friends and Talmidim that one could learn with and from, of course, if he learns by himself, he's called a Chota, then he wouldn't get Schar. But in a case where the only person to learn from is someone who is not proper to learn from, somebody who's Einoi Hogin, as we learned before, he's supposed to stay away from such a person. So then, even if he learns alone, he would receive Schar. And some say, we find this in Reb Chaim Pelagi in his Sefer Ginzei Chaim, that when do we say that a person is a chot if he learns alone? That was only in the time before the printing press was made, before there were svarim in abundance, and people did not have svarim. So then if he learns alone, he's a chot. But today, our best friends, our best rebbeim, are svarim. The svarim are in the place of a chaver. And that's what... the Maram Mintz in his tshuva says, the pshat, in kenei lecha chaver, the kana, the pashat is acquire for yourself a chaver, but he learns your kana, your reed, with which you write svarim, that should become your chaver, that's in the place of a chaver, and Rashi and the Rajbats actually explain the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in that manner. We find in the Shas and Tshuva Shavus Yaakov that he accepted from Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that the svarim that became... spread out throughout Klal Yisrael, hein raboisa. Those are a person's rebbe. Umishi yigiloi ra lo yara bilti iun tchila b'svarim. Who should you consult with? You should consult with your rebbeim, meaning you should be mayan in the svarim. We find in the Sefer Chassidim from Rabbi Yudah Chassid that Rabbi Yudah Chassid says that not always should a person learn b'chabura. Yesh adam matzlich bilimurik shu aysig levad yoysim imashar lechaver. A person can learn better sometimes if he learns alone rather than having a chaver who he doesn't learn so well from. As it says in Mishle, yu lecholavad decha. Sometimes you have to be by yourself. The yesh mish matzlich yoysir elo shaharav geya. He has a rav who's a balgaiva, vel yoydala emes. He doesn't admit to the truth, or the rav is a kaisen, and then he's afraid of getting a punishment, and or he gets embarrassed if he doesn't know the right answer, or the chavra, the rav, they for whatever reason have to be put in the cherim, or something else bad has to be done to them. So in all those situations, it's better that a person should learn by himself rather than learning with a rebbe who he has to be mechanef, and the rebbe doesn't really deserve it. And on all of these situations, concludes Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, we apply the pasuk which says in Mishlei, "Bin tovin esher shelefanecha." You have to understand with whom you're dealing. If you're dealing with a rav hogun, learn from him. If you're dealing with a rav who's not hogun, you should not learn from him. And concerning this, something we did not mention the Gemara before, when the Gemara was discussing a rav hogun or a rav ein hogun, Tosfos in the second Divrei HaMashal asks, in the Divrei HaMashal in Talmud Chacham Hogam Menu Soichal, then he's like a fruit-bearing tree that you should eat from it and not cut it down. Pirish Lamod Lefanov, you should learn in front of this Rebbe. Voice or Loisichreis, you shouldn't cut him down. Kolom Lotu Ford Bimenu Leilach Ne Rav Acher, you shouldn't separate from him to go to another Rav. But Ve'im Lav Loi Tilmed Lefanov, then you should not learn by him. So Tais Asakasha, we learn that you can learn from a Talmud Chacham, even though he's not Hagen, as Rab Meir, who learned Torah from Acher. He said that I threw away the shell, those things that Acher was teaching me that were not good, and I took the inner fruit, in Masechta Chagiga Daf Tezvav. So Tais answers, only a Talmud Chacham like Rab Meir, who's able to make the distinction between what's good and bad, he's allowed to learn from a Rabbi Sheina Hagen, because we're not afraid that he will learn from his actions. But if he's not a Talmud Chacham, then he's not allowed to learn from such a Rebbe. So the Achronim ask Akasha on Tosfos. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us, how did Rav Meir learn Torah from Acher? Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, ki sif sekhan yishmru das, v'tar yivakshu mipiu, ki malach Hashem tzvokesu, and we learn out, im doima rav l'malach Hashem tzvokesu, yivakshu tar mipiu, vim lav al yivakshu tar mipiu, that only if the Rebbe's like a malach can you learn Torah from him. If he's not like a malach, you can't. So how did Rav Meir learn Torah from Acher? U'mishani, the Gemara answers, ha begodol, ha bekotten, and Rashi explains, Gadol hayadeil izor shalayim b'mas of yochel u'matar afilum einik malach Hashem. A gadol, which l'chayra means someone who's older in years, he's mature enough to know what he should not learn from his rabbi, so he's allowed to, like Rav Meir. And about a katan, a younger person should only learn from a rabbi hagen. So the Achronim ask on Tosfos. So how does Tosfos say that a Talmud Chacham can learn from a Talmud Chacham that's not Hagen? And that's why Rav Meir learned from Acher. But according to the Gemara itself there in Chagiga, the Gemara tells us that even a Gadol, an older person, is mature enough to know what he can't, is not allowed to learn from from a Rebbe who's not Hagen, and he is allowed to learn those things that he may accept from that Rebbe. So why does Tosfos just forget about the Teretz of the Gemara? So the Rishash answers based on the Shach and Yoredeya, that the Shach says, Gadol and Katan, that the Gemara speaks about in Chagiga, does not mean a Gadol and Katan in years. It means in Chachma. And if so, the words of Tosfos are exact as the Gemara in Chagiga, that only a Gadol, what does a Gadol mean? A Talmud Chacham, such as the stature of Rav Meir, he's allowed to learn Torah from an Acher who's not Hagen. But a regular person, he could be an older person, but if he's not a major Talmud Chacham, he is not allowed to take a chance and learn something bad from a Rebbe who is not Hagen. Continues the Gemara, V'loyoid, Ela shechaitim ksiv hacha v'noyalu. Not only do they become foolish, but they also sin. And the Gemara brings a proof to this, because ksiv hacha v'noyalu. It says here concerning the cherev al abadim, it says v'noyalu, ksiv hasman, it says over there, asher noyalnu v'asher chatanu, that we have become foolish, and we become fools, and we've sinned. So we see that foolishness is associated with sinning, and therefore these Talmid Chum are learning alone, are become foolish and sinners. Or another pasuk, Noyalus Sarei Tzoyim, the Sarei Tzoyim became fools. The Hitu, they led us astray, Es Mitzrayim. And Rashi says that the word Hitu equals, is the same as V'toya Hainachaita. Someone who leads astray is a sinner. So again, we see Noyalu connected, foolish, connected with sinning, that eventually a fool becomes a sinner as well. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Laman, Nimshul Divrei Torah. Why are Divrei Torah compared, Kates, to a piece of wood? Shenemar, as we find, Eitz Chaim Hilum Azikim, Bo, Loimer Loch, Ma, Eitz Kot, Madlagas Agadol, just like a small piece of wood makes a large piece of wood burn, Aftamani Chacham, Tan Mechavim, Masigdolim. The same thing, Tamani Chacham, young ones are sharpened, the old ones. V'hayin adom Rabbi Chanina, this is what Rabbi Chanina said, a famous Gemara, Har bilo manatim Rabbi Yisrael, I've learned a lot from my Rabbeim. U'mechaver yoysim Rabbi Yisrael, I've learned more from my friends. U'metamidai yoysim, I learned the most from Metamidim, as the Rashi explains, because Talmidim ask kol shah, they're always asking questions. The Marshah explains this Gemara by saying the Talmidim ask more than the Chaverim ask more than the Rebbeim, and therefore the more questions that are asked, the more sharper the Rebbe becomes. And this reminds me of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which tells us that when Rish Lakish was nifter because of an avera he did, they sent Rabbi Lazar to learn with Rabbi Yochanan. Whatever Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lazar would say, Tanya the Messiah Lach. He didn't ask any questions. He just brought a proof. And Rabbi Yochanan went out of his mind. Heichanat Bar Lakisha, where are you, Rish Lakish? When I used to learn with Rish Lakish, he used to ask me 24 questions. I used to give him 24 terutzim. And there was Raf Chashmaitza. There wasn't a large amount of the Torah. But when you, Rabbi Lazar, learn with me, everything I say, you say, Tanya the Messiah Lach. You're right. I'll bring you a proof. Through that, there was no Rav Chashmaitza. So we see the key to having a preponderance of Torah, to having Torah spread out, is by a Talmud or a Chavar asking questions, and through the question and the Teretz, there becomes Rav Chashmaitza. Continues the Gemara of Chanina Bar Papa Rami, Yassas Thira. Ksiv, it says, L'kras Tzomehe Soyu, that for a thirsty person you should bring out the water, mayim, uksiv, hoi, called some of the chulamayim. And it says that everybody who's thirsty should go to the water. So in one place, you bring the water to the thirsty person. The other place, the thirsty person goes to the water. This refers to Torah, because we know, ein mayim ala Torah. In Talmud Hagam, who, if you're teaching, before we were speaking about learning from a Rebbe who's Hagan. Now we're speaking about teaching a Talmud. If it's a Talmud Hagan who, likras sameh soyu mayim, the Rebbe has a chiyuv, a mitzvah to go out. Rashi says, mitzvah l'rav leilich etzlem kaimai. You should go to the Talmud and teach him. But v'iloi, but if it's not a Talmud hagim, hoi kol tzame l'chul l'mayim, then every tzame should go to the water. Rav Chanina, you can teach it to him, but he has to come to you. You don't have to go to him. Rav Chanina bar Chama Rami, he asked another steer. Ksivya futzmai nesachachutza. It says that your rivers will spread out outside. Uksiv yu l'chol vadecho. It says you should stay for yourself. You should not spread Torah out. So it depends. In Talmud Hagam hu, yafutzmai nesachachutza. If you're teaching a Talmud Hagun, a proper Talmud, then spread out your rivers to him. V'im lav and if not, yu l'chol vadecho. Then you stay by yourself. So as the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Dal Alach Alav says, "Ein lemdul l'tamid she'ein a hagin." El tzarach harav la. What does the rav have to do? You have to be mashpi on that talmid she'ein a hagin, make him into a talmid hagin, and then you can continue to learn him. You can continue to teach him. The only problem is that l'chora this may be a stira to the Gemara we had before. The Gemara we had before said that a talmid hagin, the Rebbe goes to him. A talmid she'ein a hagin, he goes to the Rebbe. So the Gevura Sari says, according to Rashi, there's no stira. Because the Gemara before was saying, you do teach a Talmud Shein Hagen, but he has to come to you. Here the Gemara seems to say, Levadecho, did you keep it to yourself? You don't teach him at all. Says the Gevura Sari, if you look in Rashi, it says, Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah, you don't teach him at all if he's not a Talmud Shein Hagen. However, regular Torah, then you would teach a Talmud Shein Hagen. He has to come to you. You don't go to him, but you would teach him. But Sisrei Torah, you don't teach him at all. However, the Bach is Magi over here, not Sisrei Torah, but Divrei Torah, al pi pashtus, it would seem, according to the Hagos HaBach, in Rashi, that ain't a chanami. There's a machlokas here whether one teaches, has a chiv to teach a Talmud, she'ena hagen, if the Talmud comes to him, whether one should teach him or whether one should keep the Torah to himself and not teach him. Why is Torah compared to water? The Chassid says, "Hoy kol tzomer l'chul l'mayim, loy melach ma mayim nichem makom gevar v'chol makom namach." Just like water flows down from a high place to a low place, as the Marshal explains, a Talmud who's mashpul himself to go to, it's moving. The water's moving from a high place to a low place. He's going to learn. He's not a balgaiva. Why should I go to that person and learn from him? No, I will travel to him. So just like water travels from a high place to a low place, after retarded, same thing with Torah. A miskaim and Torah is only mekuyim al b'misha da'atay shvela. A person who's humble and says, I will go to this rabbi and learn from him. V'am Rabbi said, why is Torah compared to the following three different types of beverages? B'mayim, v'yayin v'cholav, water, wine, and milk. D'chsev, hoy kol tzomer l'chul amayim. Here we see that Torah is compared to water. Uksev, l'chushiv, go buy, v'ichlu and eat. L'chushiv, and go buy. B'loy kes, without money, b'loy mechir, for no cost. Because Torah is supposed to be learned without any cost. And what are you buying? Yain v'cholav. This is referring to Torah, so we see Torah is compared to both, to three things, water, wine, and milk. Learn enough to teach you. Mash, loish, mash, malol, just like these three beverages, Amos, Kaim, Elba, Pachshav, Kalim, they can only stay in the worst kind of Kalim, after Vitar, Amos, Kaim, El, Misha, Datu, Shreila, so too, the Torah can only stay in someone who is a unav. The case of Rabbi Shuba Chananya, like we find the daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Shuba Chananya, "E Chachma, woe to Chachma, for the beautiful splendor of Chachma, which is in Kli Mechur, in a disgusting Keli." And the Hagos Bachir put some extra words into our Gemara. That what did he answer? Amar Lo, he said to her, "E basmalka, woe to the basmelech, avuch b'may rami chamra." What does your father put wine in? Amar Leish said to him, "B'mani de parda." He puts it in pachra. He puts it in earthenware kalim. Amar Lo, kuli am b'mani de pachra, va'avuch b'mani de pachra. Everybody else and the king is the same. Everybody's putting wine into earthenware. Amar Leish said to him, "Elba mine near me. What should I put it in?" Amar Lo, he answered, "Kigoynat tandech shivasun. You are nobility, Ramu." And now we come back to Agamora. Ramu, you should put a b'mani dava v'kaspa into gold and silver kalim. Now, by the way, there's a machloikas here. What did it mean b'chli mechur? The Sfasemis says it would seem that Rav Yeshua ben Chananya had something wrong with him physically. He didn't look handsome and good. However, others, Rashi and Avodah Zarah and Tosis, are of the opinion that he really was good looking. But as many times happens that a Talmud Chacham gets very involved in Torah, he forgets about Gashmius and he's not groomed well. His clothing isn't cleaned and he doesn't look spiffy. That's what it meant, a Kli Mechur. So anyway, he advised her to put the wine into gold and silver kalim. And what happened? Ozav Ramla Lavu, she told her father, "Rami l'chamra b'mani davakaspa, put your wine into gold and silver." And what happened? V'takev, and it became sour, became vinegar. Asudas avadim came. V'amru lay, and they said to the king, "Amar lo," the king said, "Labrati," to his daughter, "Man armalachach, who gave you this great advice? All my wine spoiled." Amru lay, she said to her father, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "Kiru," they called him. Amar lay, so the king, the Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "Amai Amrit Lahachi, why did you give her this advice?" Amar lay, he said to the king, "Ki hechid amrali, amri Allah," just like she said to me. I said to her, I meant it as a joke. I was trying to tell her an example of what her question was, how come Torah is in a Kli Mechur, the same like wine that has to stay in earthenware. In earthenware, not going to gold and silver. The Gemara asked the Kashva, "Iki Shafiri the Gemiri." I, we see there are handsome people who are proficient in Torah as well, as we turn to the Zion and Beis, the Gemara answers, Iyavi Sani, if they would be ugly, Tfei Avi Gemiri, they would learn even more, as Rashi says, that if those beautiful people, the handsome people amongst the Chachamim, would in fact be ugly, it would be easier for them to be mashpul themselves and learn Torah better like this. They are not mashpul themselves because of their vanity, of their beauty, and they are not able to learn Torah properly, and they come lidei shikha. Tosfos on Amud Aleph disagrees with Rashi and says not that the Midicham should become ugly, but it means if they would hate beauty, then they would become greater Tamidicham. They themselves could be handsome, but it means if they would, sani, not ugly, but sani means if they would hate beauty, the more they would hate beauty, they would become even greater Tamidicham. Dover Acher, another pshat, why Torah is compared to these three beverages, just like these three beverages, that they do not get spoiled only if a person doesn't think about them, doesn't watch them properly. As Rashi explains, they can either get spilled out accidentally, or something moles can fall into them. And since, as Rashi, the end of the Rashi says, clear balaz, they're very clear liquids, and they're not heavy liquids like oil and honey, where if something disgusting falls into them, it stays on the surface and they can be scooped out, and the rest of the honey or the oil can remain edible. But in the case of wine, milk, and water, they will totally dilute into these beverages, and they will get spoiled. You'll have to throw them out. Same with Torah. They only are forgotten if someone doesn't chazer. Rashi says, if constantly a person doesn't chazer over and over again with hesradas, then it becomes just like these three beverages are spoiled, so too a person's learning is spoiled if he doesn't constantly chazer. And the Gemara continues that since we learned on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph at the beginning of today's shir, Gadol Yom Hakshama Mitchias HaMesim, we're trying to show the value of Yom Geshamim when it begins to rain. So now, Omer Rab Chama Barabbi Chanina, Gadol Yom Hakshamim Ki Yom Shenivru Shemayim V'Oretz, that there is a mila in the Yom Hakshamim that it is equal to the day when Shemayim V'Oretz were created. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Harifu Shamay Mimal, let the sky shower from above, Ushchakim, and the heavens Yizlu Tzedek, they will rain down righteousness, Tiftach Eretz, the earth will open up, V'yifru, and there will be a proliferation of Yesha, of Yeshua, of salvation, Utztoke, and charity, Tatzmiach Yachad, the earth will cause both Yesha, the Yeshua, and its staka to grow together. And the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Barasiv, I am Hashem, I have created it. So the Bach brings down Pshat in Rashi, and Tosus goes with the same Mahalach, that really this pasuk in Yeshaya was speaking about three different things. Harifu Shamayim, it referred to the skies. Then it says, Tiftach Eretz, the earth. And it also had used an expression of Shchakim Yizlu Tzedek. So that refers to the heavens raining down tzedek. So it's referring to Geshem as well. So if, as Tosus explains, the pasuk would have concluded, Ani Hashem Barasam, I created them in the plural, then we could say it was referring to the heavens and the earth. But since the Torah said, the pasuk says, Barasiv, I created it. So therefore, as Rashi tells us, Hashem, since the kshamim are equal, as the girsa is in our text, since they're equal to the creation of heaven and earth, therefore Hashem is mishabech in it, meaning the rain, which is equivalent to the creation of shemayim v'oretz. However, the Bach has a girsa here, not ki yom shenivru shemayim v'oretz, but mi yom, that Yom HaKshamim is even greater than the day that heaven and earth were created. The Bach brings down that there was a girsa in Rashi that said that Umaniach Shamayim, that since the Torah, since the Navi Yeshaya speaks about Baras Siv, I created it, referring to the rain, and he leaves over the heaven, he doesn't refer to the heavens. So that would be a good pshat, according to the Girsa, says the Bach, of Mi Yom Shenivru Shemayim V'Aretz, that Yom HaGshom is even greater than the day when Bereishis Bara Elokim, when heaven and earth were created. Because we don't speak about Shemayim V'Aretz, we speak about rain, so we see that rain is even greater. However, the Bach says that we're not goyrus this in Rashi, and that would be because the regular Girsa that we have is that it's kiyoyim shenivru shemayim v'aretz. It's equal to heaven and earth. The Marsha says a pshat, why is the yiridas kesham equal to shemayim v'aretz? Because just like it says, bereishis bara Elokim, so it's a gzeira shava here, because the pasuk ends, ani Hashem barasiv, it's the same shorish of bria, of yesh miyayin, just like the 6 days of creation were something from nothing, so too, in a sense, rain, in a clear blue, sky, suddenly there are clouds and rain. It is a kind of yesh me'ayin, and that is why we compare Yiridas Geshem to Bria of Shemayim V'aretz. Continues the Gemara, Ani Hashem Barasiv Barasim Loi Nemar Ela Barasiv. It says singular Barasiv. This refers to to Yiridas Geshem, as we explained before. Am Rav Aisha. Rav Aisha said, Gadol Yom HaGshom Shafilu Yeshua Prayer Veboy, that we find that even Yeshua is multiplied, and there is a fruitful amount of Yeshua on a day when there is Yiridas Geshem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk said that we just mentioned, Yeshaya, Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha, let the earth open up, and it will proliferate Yeshua, as Rashi explains, that the Melitze Schus, those who bring, who tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schus, merit for Klal Yisrael, Nichnas in front of B'yom HaGshom, they come in front of Hashem. The angels in heaven who are Melitze Tov for Klal Yisrael come on a day of rain. Shenischar li Yeshua mitoich she'eis rotzen, since it's an eis rotzen, so they say, since Hashem is opening up the heavens to give rain, this is a very good time to bring Yeshua's to Klal Yisrael as well. And Rashi says that the pasuk is telling us v'yifru yesha, HaKadosh Baruch is going to proliferate Yeshua. Ve'ein Messiah, when is that? Bizman shashchakim yizlu tzedek, on the day when the skies rain down tzedek, when it's a ace rutzen in heaven and the rain is coming down for Klal Yisrael, that is the time when there is Yeshua sprouting as well. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Tamchim Bar Chani Loi, Ein Akshom Yordan Al-Mkein Nimchulu Avin Hasem Shei Yisrael, the rains only come down if the averes of Klal Yisrael are forgiven. We're going to see further in the Gemara a number of possible averes that could cause Atziras Geshem not having rain. How do we know that rain is dependent on Klal Yisrael being forgiven for their sins? Shenamar, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ratzis Hashem Artzcha, Hashem favored your land. With what did he favor it? With rain. Shafta Shvus Yaakov, you returned the captives, those who are in captivity of Yaakov, and we have some young Jewish men who are in captivity now. May the Rabbanu Shalom give us the merit of freeing them, Bekorov. Nasasa avon amecha, you have forgiven the avera of your people. Kisisa kol chatosim sala, you have covered up all their chatoms. So we see that when Klal Yisrael is forgiven for their averas, that's when the rain will come, when Hashem favors our land with rain. Armalei Ziri midi Havis l'Ravina, Ziri from Yahavis, which is a place, said to Ravina, and Rashi points out that the reason we mention where Ziri comes from is that we should not confuse this Ziri with Ziri Stam. Whenever Ziri is mentioned, he was from the Rishonim in the Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh in Shas Bavli, whereas Ravina, because Ziri midi Yahavis is saying this to Ravina, Ravina was Sof Hoira, says Rashi. In other words, Ravina and Ravashi, who were the redactors of Shas Bavli, of Talmud Bavli, they were at the end of the Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh in the formulation of Shas Bavli. So therefore, we do not want to confuse Ze'iri Midi Yahavis with the Ze'iri Stam, when Ze'iri is mentioned plain, because that Ze'iri, says Rashi, Loiro Ze'zeh, the Ze'iri without a place where he came from, never saw Ravina, who was at the end of the Masorah, this Zairi, we have to say where he comes from to know that he's in the generation of Ravina, and he's not the regular Zairi always mentioned in Shas. So Zairi Midiahava said to Ravina, Atum Mahachamas Nisla, you learned this concept from the previous pasuk in Yeshaya. Anan, we Mahachamas Nisla, we learned it from a different pasuk in Malachim Aleph, the Atta Tishma Hashemah. This is the tefillah, as Rashi tells us, of Shlomo HaMelech when the Beis HaMikdash was completed. And the Shlomo HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael will daven to you for various reasons, you should please listen to them in heaven, v'salachta l'chatos, you should forgive their sins. And then, as the pasuk concludes, v'nasata mataral artzom, once you have forgiven their sins. And here the advantage of this pasuk over the pasuk in Yishai is because here the forgiveness of sins is placed before the giving of the rain, because that has to come, as we mentioned, before rain comes. In the pasuk before, the rain was falling before the pasuk mentioned that kisisa kol chatasim sela. So that's why Zairi Midiahavis finds an advantage in learning it out from this pasuk in Malachim Aleph concerning Shlomo's tefillah. Amar Rav Tanchum b'Reid Rav Chiya ish Kfar Akko, who came from Kfar Akko, ein haksham netzarim. The rain is not held back in heaven. Elam kein nischayvu seinem sheyisrokli, unless the enemies of the Jewish people were chayv to be destroyed. And as we've had before, this is a euphemism. We don't want to say it's speaking about Klal Yisrael itself, that they were chayv kliya. So we say it's the enemies of the Jewish people, but really we mean the Jewish people themselves. That the rain is not netzer unless the Jewish people themselves were chayv to be destroyed. Shenemar tziyo, it is dry. Gam chom, it is also hot. Yigzalu mimei sheleg, the hot days of the summer, the dry hot days where there's no rain, will steal time from the days that are for snow and rain. Why? Because Shoel Chato, because Klal Yisrael has sinned and have been deservant of purgatory of Shoel, and that's why they have no rain. They were chayv to be destroyed, and that's why there is no rain. Amalei Zairi Midiahavis. So again, Zairi from the place of Yahavis said L'Ravina, Atan Mehochamas Tisla, you learned it from that pasuk in Iyuv. Anan Mehochamas Tisla, we learning it from a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says Vatzar Es HaShemayim, and as the Bach brings the other words of the pasuk, Vatzar Es HaShemayim V'lo Yiyem Mater, and then the pasuk says Vavaritam Mehera. So we see that right next to and we see from Divrei HaMaskil Rashi that Rashi in fact had the words of the Bach in his text of the Gemara. So will happen when Klal Yisrael is deserving of being destroyed because of not performing the mitzvahs. Amar Rav Chisda, said Rav Chisda, ein hagishamim netzarim, rain is not held back. El Bishul bitul trumas umaisers. If Klal Yisrael does not fulfill their obligation in giving truma to the kohen and in giving the various maisers, which include maiser to the Levi and maiser rishon to the Levi and maiser sheni, which is eaten or brought up to Yerushalayim, or maiser ani to the poor person, depending on what year of the Shemitah year it is. If Klal Yisrael does not fulfill their obligation in this regard, then the rain is held back. Shenamar, the pasuk says. The pasuk we mentioned before, Tzia Gam Choyim Yigzlu Mimei Sheleg. And how do we see from this pasuk, my mashma, how do we say that we're referring to not giving Trumas and Maisers? Tandaberi Rishmal, Bishvil Dvorim Shetzivisi Eschem. We understand the word Tzia, which normally is translated as dry, the dry time. Here we will take it from the word Tzivui, a commandment. Bishvil Dvorim Shetzivisi Eschem. I commanded you certain halachas, certain mitzvahs. When did I command it to you, says Hashem, to Klal Yisrael be my sechama in the summertime? V'lo yasisim, but you didn't do them. Yigzul micham v'mei shalag v'mei shalag. Then in the rainy season, in the days when the snow and rain should come down, the hot weather will steal, so to speak, from the cooler and moisture normal weather, because you have not fulfilled your mitzvahs that you should have done in the summer. You won't have the regular rain in the winter time. And you'll have summer conditions without rain. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Einik Sham Netzar, El Bishvil Misapre Loshen Hara. The Rashi has a Girsa Loshen Sheker, and the Mesoris HaShas is Magia Seser, and he's referring to the pasuk that we're going to say right now, that the rain is not held back except for the avera of mesaper lashon, those who speak lashon shenemar. The pasuk says ruach tzafon techolol, that the northern wind will prevent. And Rashi says techolol comes from like lo yachel devore by nedorim, do not be mevatel your words, but the ruach tzafon will be mevatel geshem, rain, uponim nizamim, and there is Hashem is angry, has an angry face. Why? Because Lashon Seser, because of things that are said in private. And Rashi explains that the northern wind is a clear wind and it brings light, and there it does not bring rain. And by Hashem not bringing rain, Hashem is showing that he is angry at Klal Yisrael. And why is he angry at Klal Yisrael? Because of Lashon Sheker, Rechilus, because of the Lashon Hara and lies that Klal Yisrael is speaking. Rashi says the simple pshat in the pasuk is that Kishem Sheruach Tzofim Techolol Geshem, just like the northern wind holds back, prevents the rain from falling, Kach Ponim Nizomim Mipnei Lashon Sheker. So too, one will find that because of lies and deceit, that the other person who's being affected by this will have an angry face. That's the Pashup shot. But the way we're learning it, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his anger by not giving rain to Klai. So why? Because of the lies and the Lashon Hara and Rechilis that is said in secret. Amarav Sala over Amarav Hamnuna Einak Sham Netzaren El Bishul Azeponim. The rain is held back only because of people who have no shame and are chutzpahdik. Shenemar vayimnu revivim, Hashem will hold back the showers, umalkish and the rain. Loihoya will not be, umetzach isha zayin hoylach, because you, Klal Yisrael, had the forehead of a harlot, the chutzpah of a harlot. And the pasuk concludes, me anta hichalim, you refuse to become ashamed, you did not have busha, which is one of the three signs of a Jewish person, rachmanim, baishanim, gam lechasanim, and the opposite was true, you had chutzpah. The Amar Rav Hamnuna, and now we have another memra from the same Rav Sal in the name of Rav Hamnuna concerning Azuz Panim, chutzpah, brashness, brazenness, kol adam, sheyeshli Azuz Panim, a person who has chutzpah and on his face. Soif nichshel b'aver, the end will be that eventually he'll be nichshel in an avera, and stam an avera refers to znus, to illicit relationship. Shenamer umeitzach ish zayna hayolach, you had the forehead of a harlot, and as you will get involved in relationships that you're not supposed to. Rav Nachman Amar, not that it will happen eventually, but b'yadua shen nichshel b'avera, he has already succumbed to a sin. Shenemar hayolach, it was in the past tense, but lainemar yiyolach, not in the future tense. Amr Rabba Barafuna, Rabba Barafuna said, "Kol Am Sheishli Azuz Panim Mutar LeKrois Rasha." You're allowed to call him a Rasha to his face. Shenemar Haoz Ish Rasha. If someone has chutzpah, so the term Rasha, as Rashi explains, Bifonov, you're allowed to say it in front of him. And Rashi brings down a Gemara in Kedushin, Rashi says, let's see the Lush of Rashi inside. Heyez ish sheyesh by Azuz Panim Amor Loi, you should tell him Rasha b'fanav to his face. The aim by Mishul Malkus, you will not get the normal punishment of Malkus that you usually would receive, as we find in Masechta Kedushin on Daf Chav Ches. But only this thing, Mishum Dover Zebelvad, Mutar LeKrois Rasha, only because a person who is an Azuz Panim, a person who has chutzpah, who has no shame, him you're allowed to say a Rasha to his face. Now, Tosfos brings down this Gemara Kedushin a little differently. The second last Tosfos on the Yamin, Hakarva Lechaveri Rasha Yaridim Alechayev. You're allowed to affect his business. You're allowed to go into competition with him and cause him to lose money in his business. Only this person, Lazem Mutter, Azuz Panim, Devadai Nichshel Avera, because he certainly was Nichshel and he did an Avera. And he does not regret the Avera, because he's a chutzpaniak, he has Azuz Panim. The omen b'morta, he's standing in his rebellion against Hashem. How do I know this? That correspondent of Unsuboy, by looking at his face and seeing how he has no shame from what he did. He certainly did an Avera, and he has no guilt and no shame about it. He has not done tshuva. Such a person, you're allowed to call him a Rasha, and you will not be punished by having someone else, the person that you called a Rasha, be in competition with you in business and make you look lose money. So the Gilyone Hashas in Kedushin, Rabbi Yosef Engel in Kedushin of Chav Ches, asks that there seems to be a contradiction in Rashi's, because the Gemara over there says Hakor l'chaveri eved. If you call someone an eved yia benidui, you will be put into excommunication. Mamzer, if you call someone a mamzer soivik zarboim, that person will receive 39 lashes. Rasha, if you call somebody a Rasha, yaridim alachayav. So you are allowed, if you call someone a Rasha, then that person can go into competition with you in business and cause you to lose money. And Rashi explains over there, Lazu ein bezdin is kaket. Bezdin does not give out, mete out a punishment as they do in the case of calling someone a mamzer or an eved, but rather, aval hu, the person who was called a Rasha, if Shimon was called a Rasha by Reuven, then Shimon is allowed to hate him. Va'af lamai parnasas, he's allowed to lessen the parnasa, the income of the person who called him a Rasha. V'lei red lumnasai, he can go down in competition and go into the same business in close proximity of Reuven, because Reuven called Shimon a Rasha. So the contradiction is that it would seem the way Rashi explains the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Ches in Kedushin, that even a person who is not a chutzpinyak, he has no right. And if Reuven called Shimon a Rasha, Bezdin will not give Reuven Malkus. The only thing that Bezdin will do to Reuven is that they will allow, if Shimon called Reuven a Rasha, so Reuven is allowed to go down and jeopardize the business of Shimon. But Shimon does not receive any Malkus. And over here, Rashi says that you have a heter to call a person who's a chutzpinyak, a aziz panim, you have a right to call him a Rasha to his face, and you will not get the normal Malkus that you would get, as the Gemara says in Kedushin, if he is a chutzpinyak. If he's not a chutzpinyak and you called him a Rasha, then you would get Malkus. So the contradiction is obvious, because Rashi in Kedushin, and that's how Tosus learns over here, and that's how the Gemara itself in Kedushin is mashma, that even if a person is not a chutzpinyak and you have no heter to call him a Rasha, if you did call him a Rasha, you do not receive Malkus, but rather the only thing that you're allowed to, that the other person is allowed to do, is yarud l'chayav. And here Rashi says that in fact you would receive Malkus, which is something that the Gemara over there reserves only for if you call him a mamzer, and not if you call him a Rasha. So we have a Tzorech Ian in the two Rashis according to the Gilyoni Ashas in Kedushin. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, that not only can you call him a Rasha to his face, but mutter l'sanayis, you're allowed to hate him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, the way it's written is va'oyz panav, a person has boldness of face, yishuna, he will be transformed. And the Gemara says, al tikri yishuna, don't read it, he will be transformed. Ella yisane, change it from a shin to a sin. And Yisane, he will be hated. And Rashi says, since the word oz over there does not have a vav, ayin vav zayin, only ayin zayin, so I can read it, v'az ponav, a person who is an az is ponem, yisune, you are allowed to hate him. Amar of Katina, ein gesham netzorin, el bishul bitul tayra, that the avera that causes a tzir gesham is bitul tayra. Shenemar, batzal tayim yimacha mikra, if a person is lazy, he's an otzel, so then the roof will become yimach, will get broken, it'll collapse, and we explain the pasuk b'shul atzel shehoyev yisrael, because of the atzel that was to the Jewish people shul oskim b'torah, they were not oskim torah. Nasa soyne shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the enemy of Hashem, which again is a euphemism for Hashem, it means Hashem himself, but we don't want to relate any thing to a negative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so we say it's the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes Much, as Rashi explains, Kimi She'enu Boi Koyach Lahir V'Tal Matur. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it collapses and he has no ability to shower down rain and dew. Ve'en Moch Elani. The word Moch refers to a poor person. She'enamar Ve'en Mochu Me'er Kecha, as the Pasuk in Parshas Erechin says, and if he's too poor to give that amount for Erechin. So we see the word Mach refers to somebody poor. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, as it were, he becomes too poor and it's too difficult for him to shower down rain. And when is that? If Ba'atzal time, if Klal Yisrael was an Atzal and did not learn Torah. And continues the Gemara, Ve'ein Mekara. When the Pasuk says Mekara, it refers El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it refers only to Hashem Shenemar. As the Pasuk says, HaMikara B'mayim Aliyosov, Hashem makes a roof of the Mayim Aliyonim, that he separated the Mayim Tachtonim from the Mayim Aliyonim in his abode up in the heavens above. So we see that the word Mikara is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mahacha. Rabbi Yosef says that we can learn this from a different Pasuk. Va'ata loiro, or you did not see any light, boirhu bashchakim, in the skies it is patchy, there are clouds, v'ruach avra, and a wind passes by, vatitarim, and it cleans out all the clouds, the rain clouds. So now we say ve'ein or, that when the pasuk there was referring to or, it ain or alatar, it means it's referring to tar. Shenema, as the pasuk says, kiner mitzvah tarra or, and boruhu bashchakim. Then the Gemara is going to learn a different drasha on this pasuk of boruhu bashchakim. At this point, I just want to speak out what the Gvur Sari is mechulik with other achrayim. The Gvur Sari points out that we have had many reasons here why the Geshem is Netzar. We had because of Lashon Hara, we had because of Bittul Trumas HaMeisers, we had because of Bittul Torah. So the Gvur Sari says, Einichanami, it's a machlokes. What exactly causes Atziras Geshavim, that it doesn't rain down? Which Avera causes it? However, the Tzfas Emes says, no, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, meaning, in other words, that it's for any one of these Chatoim. And the reason the Gemara says Einai Ella, which would seem to indicate that each opinion holds mine is the right one and not yours, he means to say if it would only be for this alone, that would be enough cause to bring about Atziras Geshamim. And the Achronim speak out that in each generation when there is Atziras Geshamim, these are from the Averas that the Rabbonim and the Poiske Ador can look into. Perhaps this is a reason why this generation, perhaps the Avera of this generation, which is causing Atziras Geshamim, is Bittul Torah. Maybe it's Lashon Hara. And once they have decided what Avera it might be, the Klal Yisrael would do tshuva on that particular Avera. But according to the Tzfas Emes and other Achronim, it's not a machlokas that each one holds, mine is the only Avera. Rather, each one is offering a possible Avera that each dor should look into and do tshuva in order to be zocha to receive the rain. And continues the Gemara. The Gemara now darshens those words that we had, bor hu b'shchakim, it's patchy in the skies. Says the Gemara, Tanit Be'er Bishma, Filu B'Shah, Shurikiyah, Nasa, Behurin, Behurin, even when the skies become full of patches of clouds. And Rashi says this comes from the word Behurin comes from the word Baharis. Just like Baharis is like a patch on a person's skin, it's a type of tsaras. Lohar Ritalamatur, even though those patches of clouds are all ready to, these are rain clouds which are ready to lower down on the earth dew and rain. Ruach Avravatitarme, Ruach comes down and it passes by, it blows and it clears them away. Amar Rav Ami, Einak Sham Netzarim, El Ba'avan Gezel. He says that the Avera to look into is stealing. Shenamar Al Kapayim Kisa, or that on the hands there is a cover of the Or. Bavon kapayim kisa or, because of the sin of hands, the Or has been covered. Normally we say that Or is light, but here the Gemara is going to bring a proof that Or is rain. The Ein Kapayim al Chametz. First, we have to say that when we refer to Kapayim, what are we referring to? We are referring to the Avera of stealing, Shenamar, Umin HaChametz Asher B'Kapayim. And from the theft that was in their hands. So we see the word kapayim is associated with geneva. Ve'ein oyer elamator, and here in our pasuk, or means rain. Shenemar yofitz on an oyroi. He scatters the rain cloud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Klal Yisrael does not deserve rain, Hashem scatters the onan oyroi, the rain cloud. Maitakante, what can a person do who has gezel and he wants to receive rain? Yarbe betfili, he should daven a lot. Shenemar vayitzav alav mafki. Hashem commands the rain, the clouds, to shower Klal Yisrael with rain if there is a petitioner. Ve'ein pegi al tefillah. How do we petition Hashem? Only through tefillah. Shenemar ve'ata al tespal ba'adam hazeh. Do not daven for this people. Va'al tifkabi, and do not ask me. Do not be a petitioner to me with tefillah. Ve'amar of amimadik siv im kera bars. If the barzel is dull, if the iron is dull, ve'hu loypanim kilkel. And he did not, would not one wet the edge? Wouldn't you try to make it sharpen? So, sharp. Imra'isa rakia, we darshan this pasuk to mean, if you have seen a sky, shakia kabarzo, that is dull like the heaven, and we are mekayim the klolov, and the satya shemechem barzo, will make your heavens into iron, they will not let out any rain. Milahorit talamater, from giving dew and rain. Bishul Maisa Ador Shem Kong. You know what you can attribute it to? To the actions of the people, because they are degenerate. They have not done what they're supposed to do. Shenamar. Vehu loyponim. And he did not beseech the Pnei Hashem with tefillah. And if so, Kilkel, that generation that did not daven, which would have brought rain, that generation is degenerate. My takanasan. What is the takanik? Is gabru berachamim. So they should be great in beseeching Hashem to give rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, because the pasuk there, which spoke about the dull iron, concludes and says v'chayolim yigbar, and with soldiers, with legions of people davening to Hashem, then they will overcome this gezeirah of not having rain, and they will receive rain. And then the pasuk concludes, the yisrael hichshir chachma, and the greatest advantage will come through wisdom. What does that mean? Kol shkenim hichshir maseh mikara, as Rashi explains, that corrective, once you don't have rain anymore, you have to correct it by being mizgaber through a tefillah. But had your actions been good to begin with, then you have a bigger advantage. You wouldn't have to go through this whole problem of not having rain. The first thing is preventive medicine. Try to make sure that you don't have a gzera of rain, of not having rain. Don't do any of the veras that this Amma tells us could cause atziris kishamim. That's your best strategy. But if chas v'shalom you were meriting, you did merit because of various averas that there should be at Sirus Kishamim, you had Gezel or Bittel Torah, Bittel Trumas or Maestras, Lashon Hara, all the averas mentioned on this Amud. What should you do? You should be Mizgaber with Tefillah, and hopefully the Rebbein Shalom will shower upon you Gishmei Bracha.